We were discussing yesterday what the nature of having Zereshava, Tesov, linking the Chiv of Achil and the Sukkah on the first night of Sukkot with the Chiv of Chilas Matzah on the first night of Pesach. So we were discussing what is the nature of that Chiv that we have on the first night of Sukkot. Is it a Chiv to eat? Manishly, we saw that the Bar Ber had that clear, and others, the Chaim. Does it mean there's a chiyuv achila, mamish? That there's a chiyuv to eat bread. The chiyuv is on a pas. I know the pas is sort of just a hechad timsa, the bread is a hechad timsa to be able to eat in the sukkah, but it's not a chiyuv of bread. The Baruch Ber that was quoted in the footnote, quoted by a number of people, I showed you in the footnote in the Erie, says in Afkimun Rabbi, if it's stolen piece of bread, right? They had it yesterday. And we also saw the piece in the Sefer Hari Kedem, or Soloveitchik, which quoted both his grandfather of Chaim and his father of Moshe. So I just want to go over a little bit on that to finish up this inyan. Let's take a look at the Nafkamina, the Rav, and the father and grandfather were talking about. Let's take a look from only source number 11. Okay, and yes, in the back of it, I don't have it. Okay, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chav Ches and Malach. That's how you wrote it, right?
Yeah.
So Rosh Hashanah, Chav Ches and Malach. Shalchu Leil Avu Deshmur. Kafo V'Ochol Matzah Yotzah. They sent a message or a psak to the Avud, the Shmuel, Kafo, somebody forced a person to eat matzah, Kriya means forcing, Kafo, V'Ochol Matzah Yotzah, he's Yotzah. So the Gemara says, Kafo Ma, who forced him? Okay? Elam or Kafo, Shade. I don't want to go into that, what Shade them are exactly, you know, demons, but let's assume for a moment it means, and that's why I think more understands it here. Okay, the person was out of his mind. He had a voice in his head. You know, sometimes you hear these things like he went temporarily insane, right? He was forced. You know, the devil made me do it, right? Or he had something that somehow made him do it. He was completely not in control of his own faculties. Let's put it that way, right? So kofo shade, v'hatanya itim chalim itim shote. Okay, let's have a person who is itim at times. He is chalim. He is healthy. Right, and healthy is fine. Like we say in the Mishnah Berurah, Cholim Lachlimo L'Raposo. You hear that? Mishnah Berurah Cholim Lachlimo L'Raposo L'Chaziko L'Chayoso Lachlim is making better. So a person is Cholim. He's Cholim. He's normal. He's fine. Okay, but Itim Shote. Sometimes he's not normal. Rachmanah L'Tzlan sometimes happens to very elderly people. Right, they're not always with it. That's the expression we use today. Right, so certain times they're fine. Other times they seem to be out of it, they're confused, right? Sometimes even Rahman's only younger people. Rahman's son's a bit of a stroke. You know, there's certain times where he's fine. You can talk and have a conversation and discuss, and other times where he doesn't know what's going on. So that's called in the Gemara, Itim Cholam, Itim Shalta. Sometimes he's okay. So now the question is, what is his halachic status? Because we often find that somebody who's a Shalta who's not in full command of his faculties. Okay, like a cheresh, shot, and a cotton are exempt from mitzvahs. He's exempt from mitzvahs. Okay, in many, many instances. So we have to understand that this is a very, very complex and broad subject. Okay, a cheresh usually means somebody who is deaf or deaf-mute. But, of course, there's a difference today in all these categories because today these people can be educated to a certain extent. It's a big issue. I mentioned to you that one of my sons has autism, but there are things that can be done today that couldn't have been done even 20 years ago or less. You know, today. So there's a whole question of what the halachic status of. So the article that which I know this is something I chose it in English, but in any event, what if the person is eating cholim? Who chose this? So the Gemara says, "Kishu cholim, areu ki pikeh v'chol torah." Okay, when he's fine, when he's a pikeh, the regular person. So whatever he did, whatever mitzvah he did, 100% yotzei is like everybody else. But kishu shota, when he's out of it, when he's that period of time when he's out of it, are you kishota chalvar? It's considered like kishota. Okay, so the Gemara says, what do you mean if he was temporarily out of it? You know, kvo shade, he had heard some voices, some demons inside that made him eat the matzah. You can't say that he's yotzei eating the matzah, can you say that he wasn't aware of what he's doing? He's temporarily, you call it, and probably you have it in American law too, there's a status in law of temporary insanity, right? I mean, in court cases sometimes, temporary insanity. Sometimes an issue that lawyers have when they're writing up a will or something, you have to write up a sound mind, you know, does a person aware of what he's doing? Or is it, right? So anyway, we have the same status and the same discussion all of it. So Mara says, Omar al-Ashi kishakafu parsi. Persians, mean Goyim, right? Bandits, wise guys, and they came by and they made a meeting. Okay? Rashi says over there, it's 12, Shekafu, Parashim, Apa, Kapsha, Lemis, Gavin, Lotz, Yechavis, Matzah, Rovish, Shofet, Rayyotah. This guy had no intention of eating matzah. He ate the matzah only for one reason. They threatened him, right? They, for whatever reason, they want to give him a hard time, so they pulled the gun on him, so they threatened him, right? Now, as an important side point, the Ran writes in his commentary on the river, Lira Rosh Hashanah, Zion and Beis, in the page of the river, Pitch and Source 13. Garcia and the Gemara, Shalfal El Abu, the Shmuel Kafu, Bachal Matzah, Yonza, Klomar, Shim Kafu, Parsi, Bachal Matzah, Le Pesah, Shalol, Le Kavanas, Hamid, Mitzah, Yonza, De Chavasa. Okay, in other words, if he was forced by a non-Jew, was a domestic Persian, that's what they lived with at that time. But it means whatever, some bandits, some thugs, forced the guy to do this, so then he's Yotze anyway. Because of Har-Ra'ozal, the man quotes the Ra'ol, Ra'ol is one of the Rishonim, from Aaron Halevi, okay? Because of Har-Ra'ozal, the Dafka ki ha'igam ni Yotze, she yodea hu she'ach shel Pesach, v'zumatza, el she'im niskaven Yotzeis. It's got to be that the guy knew it's Pesach, and he knew that this is matzah. Right? He didn't care about it, he's not an observant Jew. Okay, he didn't care about it, but he knew that it was Pesach, knew that it was matzah. He just didn't have in mind to do the mitzvah. Avo kesovar cholu, v'ochal matzah, o kesovar lechal bosor, lechal matzah. The guy thought it was a regular week, they didn't even know it was even Pesach. He didn't even know it was Pesach. Or he didn't know it was a piece of matzah, he thought it was a cracker, he thought it was something else. Then, lo yotza, okay, v'bada lo yotza, okay, v'imisa, lama l'nimka kafo parasam, otherwise, why give a strange case? I was forced by a goy. Just say, he didn't know it was Pesach. It's a simpler case, right? The joke like that, the rabbi catches three people violating Shabbos. So, even in Kippur, catches three people in Kippur, what's going on? So the first person says, Rabbi, I'm so sorry, I totally forgot that it was in Kippur. Right? And the second guy says, I'm so sorry, I totally forgot. That's how they did eat a new kipper. The third guy says, I'm sorry, I totally forgot. I forgot I was Jewish. You know? So it depends what the, you know, the fourth guy said, I totally forgot that your window is right opposite my window. I mean, anyway, be that as it may, so that would be a simpler case. It would be a simpler case to say, I think, that the guy forgot that it was Pesach. He didn't realize it was Pesach. He didn't realize it was a kosher piece of matzah. Anyway, that's what they're always saying. Okay, anyway. I'm not interested so much in that detail now. Okay, the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says the same thing should be true that if you're blowing the shofar just to toot for singing, it's a musical instrument. Okay, you happen to produce the correct sounds for Rosh Hashanah. The Yotze, the Gemara says pita. I know how. The same thing. So Ma'ala say Mahasim Echol Matzam Rachmana V'Ha'achal Klomar. Here's the key part for us today. The Kevan Shenehene V'Achiloso Lo Mikra Misaseik. When it comes to food, we said at the end yesterday, when it comes to food, since there is internal benefit from it, that's not called Misaseik. Misaseik means that there's our purpose is not. There's Mezid when a person does something on purpose. There's Shogeg, do it by accident. Then there's Misasik. Misasik's even lower than Shogeg. Shogeg, the example I gave before, the guy forgot that it was Shabbos. That's a Shogeg. I went downstairs in the middle of the night, Friday night, I forgot that it was, you know, you woke up in the middle of the night, you want to get a drink. So you go downstairs, you flip the kitchen light on. You forgot that it was Shabbos. Right? That's Shogeg, right? You knew what you were doing. You knew you were turning the light on. You turned the light on purpose, 100%. But you forgot that it was Shabbos. Or, you didn't know that this was Osir. Today we know that everyone knows turn the light on. But there's another type of shogeg on Shabbos, right? Where you know that it was Shabbos, you didn't forget it was Shabbos, you just forgot that this was also on Shabbos, right? But Misasik is in the lower level, you're not even aware of what you're doing, right? So here, but when it comes to eating, even if you're Misasik, you're still chayav. Dafirling and chatas, even with regard, this is the key I want to bring out of this Ran. I'm not so interested in the Pesach and Rosh Hashanah point, but look what the Ran writes. The afilu le'inyan chatos aminim is an hedging sound base and base hamisasek b'chalav mo'eras chayav shekvar nana. We know that for certain averus, for many averus, you have to bring a korban chatos if you did it b'shogeg, right? If you did it b'shogeg, you bring a korban chatos. But if you were at the lower level, misasek doesn't even require a korban chatos. That's a general rule. Right? If you don't even realize what you're doing. Here, I thought it was a piece of kosher. I didn't know I was eating meat. I didn't realize it was not whatever. I didn't know it was chayav. I thought it was chayav is forbidden. specifically, I want to say kosher meat, because kosher meat is, does not carry, you only have to bring carbon chatos if the intentional violation would yield a chiv karis. So eating non-kosher meat doesn't yield a chiv karis. But eating what's called chalev, right, which is certain forbidden fat, even from a kosher animal, that does yield a chiv of karis. So you ate it by mistake. You thought it was a part of the kosher animal. It got mixed up, but that's a shogeg. So you have to bring a chatos. But if you weren't even aware that you're eating, you could argue that's misasik. So come to Iran. It's not just the Ran, it's the Shomer. It's really the Gemara. It says that by Chalovim, by Chalev, or Arayos, okay, it's hard to, it's more, more far-fetched to come with the case. You didn't realize this was a woman who's been, you thought it was your wife, whatever it was, okay. Chayev Shekvar Nana. And Shofar might be different, fine. Okay? And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Bavel Gimel 14, Aval Matzah Belo Kavonik Yon Shansu Goyim Olistim Lecho Yotzer Dechavosov. Aval Kazayis Matzah Nipa Beish Shtuso V'Chakach Nisrape. If he ate a piece Ochal Kazayis Matzah, he ate a piece of matzah while he was in a state of temporary insanity, and then Nisrape got healed. Then Chayav Lechol Achar Shnisrape. He didn't have to eat another piece when he's better. If he should also heal, he's Bishal Shere Potim Kormitzes. Because at that point, when he ate the matzah, he was temporarily insane. So he's potter, doesn't count as a ma'aser mitzvah. And Shulchan Aruch brings as well some tough iron hay. Sit down. Avo matzah below kavon. Kegon shamsu akum listen lechol yotze lechavosa came to Judea shalal apesa v'shulchay v'chilas matzah. Avo sober shulchol or shein zu matzah lo yotze. Drink like the riff. That's how Shulchan Aruch paskins and some tough iron hay. Baruch Hashem sit down. And the Mishabura adds the Ron Laman, hey, the Kol Shekain Hecha Shekavu Yisrael. So, we spoke about a guy for us, and certainly the Jew, like I spoke about yesterday, the over aggressive Kira person, right? Force the guy to eat. Okay. So, anyway, that's the Sugya in terms of that. So, it comes out that eating, therefore, has a different status. That's what I want to bring out from all of this. Eating as this. So, from now, the question of Chaim was dealing with was what is the status of the first night of Sukkot? Do you have to have Kavanah or not? What if a guy forced you to eat the sukkah? So that would be totally the same chakira. If you hold the mitzvah achila, so then it has a din of achila. Hey, on the other hand, if you hold it, it's not a mitzvah achila. Like there's no real mitzvah achila, so then you could argue that you would have to have kavanah. Without kavanah, you wouldn't be able to. So that was what Reb Chaim said. I just want to show you, we'll read it in the rug in a second. I should have done it in the other order, but since we'll stick to the order here. In the Mishabura, El Bayas, in the sukkah. Look at the Mishabura, it's in the top for Ishmael Matas, it's in Gimel. Okay, and the bir halacha. Something to do with the bir halacha on that statement of Shulchan Aruch. So we know b'leil yom tarish mechola. I am b'shavur b'haran uchadei shel liyashev mashatomu kol aposkim. We've already had this a few times. The halo gam b'shabbos yontem chova lechol pas u'memela mitzvah natar lechol b'sukkah u'may rabus and b'leil is right. Right, the old question we had already a few times. Go on the shalom in. What's the big chiddush you have to eat in the sukkah and the first night of sukkah is a special gzeres shavah? Forget the gzeres shavah. Okay, forget the Zer Shabbat. I have to eat the sukkah because it's Yantif. Tonight's the first night of Yantif, so the first night of Rosh Hashanah, the first night of Shavuos, I have to eat a meal with bread. So the first night of sukkah is also have to eat with bread. And because it's sukkah, I have to eat the sukkah. Forget about Zer Shabbat. Of course I have to eat, right? That's the kashrut, yes. So we had Matzuri, we had different terrors in it. The Mishabur gave a different terrors. When he has nine people, all them kushas, I don't understand the question. The Nafkamina, the Ha, the Isa, the Elvis, and Reish Pechas, the Adam Haragul is Anas B'chol Yom. Let's say of a person who has a, I don't want to say a dainty appetite, but something like that, he doesn't enjoy eating. Talk to me to a magistrate person, let's say there is such a person, doesn't enjoy eating. Well, from that, I think certain people enjoy not eating too much. Okay? And this person very rarely eats. Maybe he has it, maybe because of medical condition or whatever. But a person doesn't eat. Okay? Bachila v'shabbos u'tzarlo. And eating so much on Shabbos is causes him anguish. So says the Halakha Mishabura here, the Bir Halacha, it's in the Talk for Yishon HaTetz, quoting the Shulchan Aruch from some Reish Peches and Hukhul Shabbos, Pater Milecho, the Lo'oneg Nita HaShabbos Ulo Letzar. You're going to tell the person, no, you must have another piece of kibbutz. You're going to force him, gotta let it show on Shabbos, right? And he doesn't have to. Right? He more enjoys, there's certain people like that, rare, but certain people enjoy not eating. They just don't like eating. Okay? So therefore, when it comes to Yontif Taka, the Mishabura is telling us here there is no absolute. He answers the kasha that we had in a totally different way. He says there's no, it's wrong. There is no absolute chiyuv to eat. What do you mean it's Yontif? Yeah, for most people, for the overwhelming majority of people, part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is what? Eating, right? But let's say this particular person doesn't enjoy it. He just doesn't enjoy it. He eats enough to, you know, to live. He has to have, ingest some sort of food in order for his body to work. So, but he doesn't enjoy eating. He doesn't enjoy it. He eats a little bit. It takes a tiny drink or something. That's what he does. That's enough to sustain him. And he doesn't enjoy it. So the halacha is he doesn't have to. Okay, he doesn't have to eat after on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So says the Mishnah, but, that's the Chiddush. Masha ain't a king of the will, Aleph, Shosukis, Dachila Gufo, which is a Kishar, it's a low Mishum Arimita. But on the first night, says the Mishnah Brura, too bad. Again, we're assuming that the eating is not going to make him ill. He just doesn't enjoy it. What do we say to this guy on the first night of Sukkot? The same thing we do. Would we tell such a guy who doesn't enjoy eating that he's potter from matzah on the first night of Pesach? Certainly not. So we don't tell the same thing the first night of Sukkot. Do you understand? Okay, so that's a different answer than we've seen till now. Right? According to this Bir Halacha, he's answering that kash. Never mind matzah ruya, whatever other terutzim we gave. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah is saying the simple difference. If it's just a Yom Tov din, taka, although it's rare, there's a scenario where a person would not have to eat Al Yom Tov, namely, a person who doesn't like food, doesn't enjoy it. That doesn't bring him simcha, or for Shabbat, that doesn't bring him omek. Rare person, but there are such people. Very good. So what comes after Mishnah Berurah? Achilas din becomes, that's exactly right. That's why I'm bringing that in. Mishnah Berurah is weighing a little bit of the other side of something Achron that we saw, right? That's exactly right. Very good. That's exactly what I wanted to see from them. Mishnah Berurah seems to say it's a chiyuv achila. If the chiyuv were really Yom Tov, just has to be in the sukkah the way others said it. So then, taka, this guy who doesn't enjoy wouldn't have to, right? But even you know, we could make that case. Very good. Let's just finish up this unit. Okay, they published a few years ago a collection of letters that Rav Soloveitchik wrote. He goes Hagrid. Going to Yosef Dov, my lady, if you have it in the pen. Okay? On this line this evening. Okay? He wrote, was born in a town or grew up in a town called Khaslavich, somewhere in White Russia, a Russian town. His father, Ramos Soloveitchik, was the rabbi of the town. So the Rav grew up over there, and then when he got older, he went to Berlin, he went to the University of Berlin, and so on. So, corresponded with his father and with others, the Torah, yesterday Torah, that he said, a bunch of years ago, not that long ago, they printed these letters in the order of the Rambam called Igros Hagrid HaLev, the letters that he wrote. Okay? And they printed in the order of the Rambam, so it's called Igros Hagrid HaLev. So his letters, again, this was when he was away from his father, away from, and he wrote the Shilohs, letters, and whatever else. So here in the Sukkah, again, the letters were arranged. Not by date, and not by the recipient, but by the order of the Rambam. All the briskers, everything is based on the Rambam, right? So in the Igros Hagrid, here, this is in Sukkah, on Perek of Aleph Halacha Hey. So look at the second of the column on the left, the last one, five lines down. It says the Shomaser, seven lines down. The Shomati. Adoni Avi Mori Rabbi Adon Shlita. I once heard from my father, this is a summary. I once heard from my father, the great Gaon, the Shame, Adoni Avi Zikni, in the name of my grandfather, his father. Rabbeinu Hagadol Zatzahal, that's Chaim. Right? I heard the following. The Alpha P, the Kafo Vacho Matzah, Yatz Mishun Achilo, by Kavona, even though by Matzah, as we just saw, right? That's the Gemara Shana Dach Mechetz. That if you're forced to eat matzah yotzi, because achila doesn't mean kavana, because the hanah is an automatic kavana. The kolmokom achilas kezayis b'lalav shum besukah by kavana. Why? Behind the shum, the shiny kiyam achilas kezayis matzah mekiyam achilas kezayis besukah. Very clearly presented here. Right? This is his own words. He says there's a difference between the kiyam achilas kezayis matzah and the kiyam achilas kezayis besukah. The matzah etzim achila kiyamu achila atzma. Umaysa achila umaysa. A mitzvah kiyumah, when she ever came to sukkah, kiyumah mitzvah yeshiva v'sukkah v'lo achila. V'achila, hirak hechetimtza, it's just a means, adal yedea titzuyar v'tizkayen yeshiva v'sukkah. Through the eating, you'll fulfill the yeshiva v'sukkah. V'cheinu akzeres hakos v'lala arishon. The kiyumah yeshiva v'sukkah v'yedei achilas kezayis. Aval hachetza shal ha-mitzvah. The kiyumah hi ha-yeshiva v'sukkah v'alkein v'y kavona. That's how Hashem passes in Kavanah. the first time. Besides the Kamala I spoke about last week about the back, we have to know that because it says Raman needed a Rosh, we spoke about that too. Okay, the Neho Raw Zu Iraq in Nema the Bachayev Shalakil of Arishon called the Sukkah. The Chokyuma whom he didn't have the Sukkah. Mashena Kin Nema the whom he didn't yonte. In came the MS Etzimakim Achilab yonte. Back to my Sukkah. Asher the Horos Adonai Rizit Agona Chosetz Amavu at the Lidida Mechayev Shalakazayis in Mitzvah Sukkah. That's not like the Mishadur, as you pointed out. Right? It's not like the Mishadur. Okay, but then he pointed out that the Shabura seemed to say that it's an Achila, and that's why he didn't think there was a Kasha and so on. Okay, everyone with me? Okay.
So what is this idea that because when you eat that now it counts as Kama?
So this is a broader subject, okay, but the fact of the matter is we have a Kalam, that Misasek, the Chalovim, and Arayas, anything which the body derives physical pleasure from, so even though you don't have mental Kamana, that hana sort of supplants, or it's yihad kavana. Even though you didn't have mental kavana to do the act, but because there was a lasting impact of it, right, by food, or by the pleasure of sexual relations and so on, it was a lasting or something, so that elevates it to the status of yihad kavana. You follow? Okay, that's a principle. That's like the run that I showed you the source number. That's basically the Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? That's the Ran on the Rif, Rosh Hashanah Zayin Beis, quotes in the 13, a Gemara in Sanhedrin, relevant to a Korban Chatas. But even a Korban Chatas, usually Misasek is your potter for a Korban Chatas. Okay, that's a higher level of Shogeg than just Misasek. But Misasek, Rechalam Arayas, requires a Korban Chatas. That's the Sonic. Okay, now let's come to something else, sort of the third and final unit of this year. And that is a famous kasha asked by the Shon, the Balamor, and others. We've been talking all this time about how the first night is different, right? The first night is, the first night there is a special chiyuv, but it's a chiyuv of achila, a chiyuv of yantif, or sukkah, whatever. Okay. The Balamor, source 19. Okay? I'm sure you saw this, let's put that together. The Balamor is the very end of Pesachim. Shafim, Chav, Vav, and Beis, the Lord of Chav, Zayin, and Alf, the page of the Rift from Shafim. You see it? 19. Okay? Kosa, Rizal, etc., etc. V'yesh, Shesholah. Okay? Our whole thing here is we're drawing an equation between the Chiyah of eating matzah and the Chiyah of eating in the Sukkah. And we said that just like on the first night there's a special Chiyah of eating matzah, where it's a matzah, so too there's a special chiyuv. Whatever the nature of the chiyuv is, we have different shittas. But whatever the nature of the chiyuv is, there's a chiyuv on the first night of Sukkot as well. But the rest of the week, what's the story? It's reshus. It's optional. Okay, you have to fail. Whatever that meant, also we had different shittas about that too. But at the end of the day, there's certainly no chiyuv of matzah. Okay, and even Sukkot, you can get out of it by eating candy bars or whatever. But the Balamor asks a very basic question. Okay, and that is the following. The Yesh is showing. Bachilas Matzah. Ma tam ein om bevorchen aleha kol zayin. Kemosh bevorchen al sukkah kol zayin. There's still a very basic difference. Even if you want to say that both by Pesach and by Sukkot, the obligation of the first night is chovah, the rest of the week is reshus, but there's still a glaring difference. The whole week of Pesach, other than the first night, when I eat matzah, I don't have to make a bro. I have to make a hotzi. When I make a birchas hamitzah, okay, I don't make a birchas hamitzah. I don't say a sheik lishon so alachilas matzah. The broch of alachilas matzah is only when at the seder, the first night, or outside of Eretz, the first 2 nights, fine. But again, the mitzvah of achilas matzah. But when I have a mitzvah matzah chalamoy, or even lunch the first day, I have to have matzah, make a hotzi, jump, have a meal. But I don't say alach, I make a hotzi because that's the bread. Okay, but I don't say alachilas matzah. And yet on Sukkot, the rest of the week, when you eat the Sukkah, what's the story? You do make the Shabbat Sukkah. Right? So it's not really parallel. And that's the question about Balamor asks. Okay? Because it says, Lama batam ein arocha kosh kumosh arocha sukkah kosh yudu. The whole gamrina mehadadu. We learned, there's an equation between them. They learn mehadadu is one from the other. Shalayla rishon chol, mekam ala kushuz, bein mamatzah, bein mesukkah. That's the Gemara. The Gisev, Parakayoshin, the Balamor quotes our Gemara, in Sukkah, Bal Chavzayim, and says there's an equation was set up between eating matzah on Pesach and eating a sukkah on sukkahs, regards to the first night, and the rest of the week is only mesukkahs, and yet there's this glaring difference. Okay? V'yeshua, so I don't understand the kashya, good kashya, V'yeshua, we should only yachol, v'shar, yamim, Lama below achilas matzah, the enizon the orez the dochen the chomene peros. Because on Pesach you can get away the whole week without eating any matzah at all. You could eat rice. This is before rice, before the minimum kidney was developed. The Ashkenazim did not eat rice on Pesach, but according to the Balamor, you could. You know, their kidneys was not as, you know, when exactly it started in the Islam, you know, probably around the time of Balamor, obviously it wasn't widespread. You could eat rice and cereals and other types of fruits, okay, whatever. There's a whole week long. Can you get away without eating a piece of matzah a whole week? Absolutely. You'll eat other things, okay? So actually, you can go through the entire Pesach and not have a piece of matzah, other than, of course, the first night. So first night, you say a bracha. Hashem came to sukkah, but not she'ein yacholana below shena gimel yom, because it is impossible, with our souls, for a human being to go more than 3 days without what? Without sleep. Okay, without sleep. It's true, you have to sleep. You have to sleep in the sukkah and spend time there. The Highland Amina, the Parak of Elezer, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, which I'll see later. And on Matzah, the Chomashur, Dochen has a Shabbos, the Rebbe Elezer. Menola Elezer, ha, in the sukkah, mala sukkah, shekain no heges, for the Leilos can be yomen. Zeu tam, kishim a baruch on sukkah, kol shiva, the aim of Rochel Matzah, kol shiva, the tam nochem. That's the reason why. Because you cannot go, you're going to have to go to sleep at some point. Okay, a human being, according to the Gemara, can't go more than 72 hours without sleeping. So, man, sleeping, you're supposed to do in the sukkah too. Now, another time I have to discuss why many of us probably don't sleep in the sukkah, but strictly speaking, or if you're not to show, most folk people do sleep in the sukkah. Right, that's part of the mitzvah, we'll see. But what the Balamor is telling us is that whereas on Pesach you can get away without any matzah, on sukkahs you cannot get away the whole week without being in the sukkah. In the Mela, you have to be in the sukkah, yeah.
What is this, like, human restriction?
Because there's a chiyuv, well, to go back, we'll see, but there's a chiyuv to be in the sukkah. Okay, now we go back to what we spoke about earlier, right? The sukkah's teisha, shivas yom, you don't only eat. Again, you stop the average kid who doesn't, they never learn anything. And what do we do on sukkah? We eat in the sukkah. Because the way it is today, perhaps unfortunately, the way it is today, people eat in the sukkah, and then they go inside and spend the whole rest of the afternoon schmoozing inside. You've got company come over, they sit. It's not really right. The proper thing is you have company on sukkah, you're not eating. You should sit in the sukkah. You're learning. It's cold. That's the terrace around our part of the world. It's often cold on sukkahs, or it's too chilly to sit outside. That's something else. Okay, but if it's pleasant weather, well, it's the terrace is shallow. Sometimes here it's pleasant weather, really. Guys, you ready to go learn? You should learn the sukkah for sure. Okay, you should spend time. You should spend your time in the sukkah. So there's a chiyuv, therefore, to be in the sukkah. Now, there are certain activities which we're going to get to now, which you don't have to do inside the sukkah. But one thing you really have to do in the sukkah, again, barring cold weather or barring rain, is sleep in the sukkah. So there's going to come at some point during this yontif a moment where you're going to have to enter the sukkah. Therefore, and I'll be there. Therefore, you have to make the bracha.
So it's not really Rishos. I mean, then it's not.
So that's what we have to try and figure out. Hold that thought. It's a Rishos in terms of the eating, but as we're seeing now, there are other activities you have to do sukkah. Exactly my point. Yes.
So among those who say the mitzvahs
appeal, do
they also agree that sleeping and those things are part of
it? So let's see. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about for the rest of the year. It's exactly the point. Okay, let's see. So first of all, some people here that the Iri on our daf, that Balamor is a Pesachim. Not here, for whatever reason, he asked the Kasha over there. Pesachim, you have to do it, obviously, with Pesach. He used to be, he got off it from Pesach, but we don't make a lechel, we don't make Alakim's matzah, the whole Pesach. Even if he eat matzah, he eat matzah every day. Some hold, by the way, that we are going, others hold that there's a key to eat matzah every single day, even though it's not chiyuv, but there's a key in matzah, to eat some matzah, because I eat some matzah every single day of Pesach, including Chalamoyah. Many people do that, but you don't make, I do it myself, we don't make Alakim's matzah. Right. Make hamotzi. To make hamotzi. Now, the Meiri Baas here in Sukkah Chavzad and Aleph, 20 writes. The Afro Pisha Pesachnu She'ein Chov Bachila El Balayla Rishon. Even though we've passed that the actual obligation on the first night, Mevarchim Baleishu Besukkah Kol Shiva. We still say the Bracha Baleishu Besukkah all week, all 7 days. The Ein Odoma Lamatza, Zalak Matza, Shamatza Ein Ba El Achila. The Ein Chil Achilas Al Rishon, look how he phrases it. The only obligation is a matzah is what? is eating it. There's no obligation to have matzah on the table, to hang matzah on the wall. There's no obligation of having matzah around on Pesach. The only obligation of matzah is eating it. Okay? So the ein chivach, and the only time you have to eat is lala rishon. So therefore, the rest of the week you can eat it, no problem. Bari efshalo b'dvar machem, you theoretically could eat other things. Aval sukkah, here's exactly your point. Aval sukkah, here, look at the words of Miri. Aval sukkah, mitzvosa afki, yeshiva, v'sheina, there are other aspects to the mitzvah of sukkah. Sitting in the sukkah, literally sitting, you know, spending time, sleeping. That is obligated. Maybe our whole, according to what the Miri he was saying, which is similar to the Bahor, everything we've said in terms of Achila, that's about Achila. Okay, that's about Achila. But the other application of Sukkah, the other spending time, sleeping, that's true all week long. That's for Sukkah's Teisha Shivas Yamin. So now we're moving away from our Gemara. When I talk about it, remember our Mishnah started. What was Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham talking about? Meals. He said 14 meals. They're talking about eating, but it sounds like other things. That's for sure. All week. There's no reason not to. There's no reason to distinguish in the first night and the other time in terms of these other obligations. Eating, there's a custom to pay some, but not the other. That's what the Miri is saying. Therefore, when it comes to matzah, if I'm eating matzah during the week of Pesach, one day I'm eating Pesach, why eat matzah? Because it's our obligation? No, why am I eating matzah? Let's say one day I have matzah for lunch. Why am I eating it? I'm hungry, right? And to satisfy my hunger. I'm hungry. I've had something, it's not a piece of matzah again. Okay? I can't eat chametz, so I have to eat something else, I eat matzah. But it's not a chiyuv to eat matzah, just that's what I'm eating. It's like, would we make a bracha on eating kosher meat? No, no special, again, you have to make the brichas hanen. But there's no special bracha on eating kosher meat. Why am I eating kosher meat? Because I want meat now and I can't eat trade meat. Right? So I have to eat kosher meat. But, so I'm not eating because of any obligation to eat kosher meat. I can have potatoes, but I want to have meat. Yeah.
Bracha Shita?
So that's a very interesting question. Yes, what about the bracha and Shita? And actually, people who are raised, questions raised, how do you have we do make a bracha and check. Okay? And the Taz, and the Yerdeus and Aleph, I discussed that. How do you have a bracha shek for shomis on al shvita? What mitzvah? Let's say I want to eat not eat meat. I'm just going to eat the milkings or whatever. So I'll answer very briefly now. It's a part of a longer discussion. But that sounds like a brachas mitzvah. The reason it sounds like a brachas mitzvah, the giveaway 99% of the time, if something is a brachas mitzvah, is the inclusion of what phrase? Asher kid shomis on al shvita. Right? And that is in the bracha. So what kind of mitzvah is it? So. There are those who suggest that this is one of the exceptions to the rule. It's not a brichas and mitzvah, it's a brichas shevach, okay, because you're just praising Hashem that we have this mitzvah and so on. Okay, some raise the question about we had last year when Kedushin, right? Some raise the question about the brichas erusin. It also has the phrase Asher Kedushan Sono, right? If you have mitzvah, get married, the Rambam says there is, but not all the Rishonim agree. Some of the Rishonim say the mitzvah is to have children, and getting married is only the proper way to. But actually, have children. There's no independent, according to many, there's no independent mitzvah. The Rosh Hashanah seems to write like that. There's no independent mitzvah to get married. Just if you, know. So, that same question, I asked about the Bechaz, even though it has a Shekish on its own. Also, the Bris, okay, there's two brachas. One, the Moor recites the bracha ala Mila, and then some, the Chafada says the bracha Shekish on Lachmiso, the Bris of Shalavavavavavavavavavavav. Since when do we have two Bechaz mitzvahs on one mitzvah? We never have two Bechaz. We never ever have two brichas in the same mitzvah. We can have a brichas hanen and a brichas mitzvah, or a brichas mitzvah and shachiyon or something. You never have two brichas mitzvah in the same mitzvah. So there's a question which. So what's the answer? So some say one answer is that the bracha lachnis of this shalom is not a brichas mitzvah, but a shevach hodah, praise and for the book. So that's what some say about the shliach. Our Soloveitchik had a different approach. He said that sometimes if a bracha is a lumbish on a chalos. Chalos means a halachic change of status. There could be a bracha on a change of halachic status. And that works out very well because my kedushin, one of my students at kedushin, I'm like, they changed the status. She's now asura, she's asura bible also, but she's asura the rest of the world in the moment of kedushin, right? There's halacha change the status. That requires a bracha. By a child having a bris, the halacha change the status. The boy was oro, now he's a mal, he's a nimo, right? So halacha change the status. Say the shrika, before the animal, we have the animals alive and animal eating, so it's able to high. Now there's a, so anyway, okay, so that, it's part of a longer discussion, but that is a nutshell answer. But again, very bad our issue. So the Miri points out there is no brichas hamitzah that a person makes by eating a piece of unkosher meat. I'm sorry, eating a piece of kosher meat. He's eating the kosher meat because he's not eating non kosher meat. So same thing, on Pesach, he's having a piece of matzah, because I have comments. There's no brichas in that. Abu Yeshiva Sukkah. The guy who's going into the sukkah on the third day of sukkahs is only going to the sukkah for one reason, namely, because it's a mitzvah. Right? And it was the act of going to the, well, otherwise, why would you eat breakfast in the kitchen? What are you going to the sukkah for? Because it's a mitzvah. Right? It's really the same answer. In any event, what I'd like to look at now, rest of this year is just understanding this point. I really just said it sort of. We're seeing here what's emerging now is that there are other aspects and how do we relate to the other requirements of Sukkah. Okay? In other words, the whole discussion we had at the beginning of our Mishnah was about what most people assume is not incorrectly is the famous or standard mitzvah of Sukkah, the Hainu, eating the Sukkah. Right? Again, unfortunately, many people assume that's all there is to it. I know people get, I'm not saying bitter about people because they don't know, but people who have a meal in the sukkah, they go inside for dessert. You know, because now, maybe they're only having fruit and having cake or something. Even though, by the way, she just mentioned as a side point, and I have to tell you, I'm guilty of this oftentimes myself, just not on sukkah, so why don't you? Sometimes people, you know, you go into the kitchen, right, and there's a little nibble. I don't know if you guys know that. Sometimes people do that, no? You go to the Shabbos meal, your mother, or your wife, yes, you clean it, so you bring in the glass, and there's a piece of meat, and we take a little nibble, right? We do that. The main meal's in the dining room, but people nibble something. There's a cake there, there's a half a little bit of soda. Yeah. So, the halacha is that on sukkahs, you shouldn't do that. Because even if I wash, I'm sitting in the sukkah, and I come into the kitchen now for something, to help bring something out or whatever, and there's a piece of kugel or something that would not require, even if it's a food that wouldn't require sukkah, even if it's a glass of water, you shouldn't do that because whatever you're eating there is part of the meal. Right? Barai, you're not making a broch, it's part of a meal. So then you've got to go on sukkah. Right? So you shouldn't nibble in the kitchen on sukkah. Anyway, be that as it may, the point is that there's an extra inyan which teaches us evidently that on sukkahs, the chiyuv of sukkah is all week long. That's what I wanted to bring out of here. The chiyuv of Basukas, the pasuk says it. Basukas teishu shivas yom. Okay, we're very nice. We have a shavuot. We make the first night. So the first night is an extra level of obligation. But it's really not correct to say, or we shouldn't be misled by our Gemara and the Chazan and Sukkah that says mikan va'elach reshus. That's about eating. But evidently, there are other things which are not reshus. That's okay. Look at the words of the Gemara. Right? Nemar kan chamish also. Nemar chamish v'chag. Mat malah hamal reshus chova kan reshus. Avkan lal reshus chova mikan va'elach reshus. But not the sukkah per se. You can't change what it says in the Torah about sukkahs. Teishu shivas yomim. The chiyuv of matzah says first night. The arba sukkah erev tov b'matzahs. And it does say matzah shivas yomim. Elsewhere it says sheish yomim. So we know it's only optional. We discussed in the past. But there's still a chiyuv of sukkah. So now we're just going to try to understand what that means. I wanted to show you. There seem to be sort of conflicting a little bit, conflicting indications from Rishonim. And obviously, we don't leave it now. We still have to pull it together. Take a look, there's a Gemara in Menachos, Lamed Vav Beis 21, talking about the mitzvah tzom. Okay? Mitzvah tzom. The Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yochol Yaniach Arum Tzulim B'Shabbos Yom Tovim. Shouldn't we have to put on tzom on Shabbos Yom Tovim? Look at the Chumash, it doesn't say why not to. Right? It doesn't say there's some issue, you know, we're so used to it, but why shouldn't we have tzom on Shabbos Yom Tovim? Tamar Lomar, Tzon is referred to as what? an oath, some kind of sign between ourselves and God. Misha tzrichin os, only on days that require an os. Yotzu Shabbos, Yom Tovim, Shehein Gufon os. Shabbos itself is called an os, as Rashi explained. And Yom Tov is compared to Shabbos. This is the Nach Islam of Bamba, page 22. Shein Atzim os. Beinah Kalkon, the Tzim. Ki osi, Bein Yuenechem, osi, Leolo, right? And Shabbos is called an os, Yom Tov is compared to Shabbos. So you don't need the os of Tefillin on a day when you already have another os. Okay? Tos was there in office long ago in days. Yotsu Shabbos Yom Tov Shem Atzim Puin Os. Long Yishum Tastir Vastis Melacha. Tos says, but Os is not the idea that there's Issu Melacha. That's not what the Os is about. But not Issu Melacha. Dafilu Chol Shomoy. The Shari Vastis Melacha Ika Os. Because there is an aspect of Os, even a Chalmoy, when Melacha is permissible. We're allowed to do malach under certain circumstances on Chalamoy. And Tosa said there's still an oath. What's the oath? Be Pesach, the Osur Bachilas Chometz. On Pesach, the Isur Bachilas Chometz is all week long. Right? All Pesach. Ube Sukkot, the Chayav Besukkot, says Tosa Menachos. So what's Tosa telling us? He's talking about Chalamoy. There's a Chayav Besukkot. You see that when I'm driving after that Tosa? Tosis is saying there's a chiyuv of sukkah all week long. Talmud Chalamoy. So don't be misled into thinking that the chiyuv of sukkah is limited to the first night and the rest of the week is just not eating. But there is a chiyuv of sukkah the whole week, says Tosis. That's why it's called an os. And according to this Tosis, you know, apparently no, it's Talmud Chalamoy. Okay, the other Mishnah hold you do it. Talmud Chalamoy. That's not our issue. Yeah.
So,
but
all these other chiyuvim for sleeping are under.
Let's say yes, yes.
So, I'm just wondering, you know, when we've gone through some things like the Taz and the Rambam, Bavi Beis, who's saying how the way you show, the way you make Yeshiva Nikar is by doing a Megillah, is that only...
So that's exactly what I'm trying to work out. That's exactly what I'm trying to put together. It's a good question. These sources indicate, what he's getting at is that we've already had some sources that really emphasize Achilu. But now we're seeing this more Achilu. We're seeing that Tosus that, again, Tosus of Menachos Lamarov really says Mefurish, that what? Besukas, Chayav Besukas, even Achalamoy, right? And again, I don't want to go into now the Tzon Achalamoy. Probably somebody with Tzon Achalamoy, probably somebody don't know. You for sure with Tzon Achalamoy, right? Who else with Tzon Achalamoy? Okay, that's many Rishon. Achalamoy Rishon. And many people don't. Okay, my family don't wear tzon. People of a Sardi background or Chassidish background don't wear tzon chamoy. In Eretz Yisrael, the more widespread meaning is not to. Yeah, why? Because in Eretz Yisrael, this is what I understand. In Eretz Yisrael, the meaning in Eretz Yisrael, here there's no meaning in America. You know, you go to Shul on time, Pesach, I would say it's probably, chamoy Pesach, what is it, 60-40% not worth. Yes, more don't. 60-65% don't, 35-40% do. Okay, again, it depends on the shul. But let's say you go to a Chassidish, you go to, I don't know, to the Bava, nobody is. Okay, you go to Breweries, everybody is. So it depends. But you know, our shuls and our neighborhoods, you get half of that. So, or a little more leaning towards not wearing. So the, in Eretz Yisrael, but so among the, as I said before, the Chassidim don't wear Tzvon Chalamoy. The Sfardim don't wear Tzvon Chalamoy. The Litvish and the Yekis do accept. The Talmud of the Vilna Gaon also didn't wear tzon. So those who like the brisket, those who come from that Beis Medrash also don't. In Eretz Yisrael, when you mass Aliyah, or mass beginning of mass Aliyah in the late 1800s, or early 1800s, the original from Jews that came, forget about Zionism for a moment, the original from Jews that came to Eretz Yisrael in the 1800s were Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon himself didn't, but it's time for Baruch Hashkod, which is in the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. And Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Tani, the early Chassidish leaders, their Talmidim came to Eretz Yisrael. So both of those groups don't wear tzon chalamoy. The Sfardim were living there for centuries, also don't wear tzon. So the minig kavua became in Eretz Yisrael not to wear tzon chalamoy, because you have these groups. Okay, that's why in Eretz Yisrael, if you ever go to Minyan for married, they don't say Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen Yomim. Right? They notice that, right? They go straight into Kaddish again, because the Malagon doesn't say it, and the Sfaradim don't say it, and the Chassidim do. But Eretz Yisrael became a Minhag Natan. Okay, so certain Minhag in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Eretz Yisrael, if your family minigus, you go home, you put it on back in the house, or whatever it is. You should definitely put it on. But you buy bread, you put on with a bracha, without a bracha. Without it. Like a bracha, most people put on Tzvon Chalamoy, put on without a bracha. It's very, very difficult. So the machlok is doing what did the raisa. It makes a lot of sense to put on tzara. I don't know if it makes a lot of sense. But anyway, all minhagim are good. But the this toast implies, let's look at the next toast, 24 Erevin, Sadi Bokanah. You're asking Yomim. Nira dar shina laos, I don't call the sum of Kasamach Ulukhora, Eman, he writes explicitly, that's what I'm going to show you. Ulukhora, Eman, Ekhtum, Kalamoy. Ulukhora, point of toast is, you don't put on tzara Kalamoy. Shayin Tara post. The awesome malacha, but never show other. He says because it's Issa malacha. The other Tosis, the Menachah said there's no Issa malacha on Chalamoy. Tosis here says there is an Issa malacha, but there are exceptions. For example, Dover Ovid. The financial loss, you're allowed to work on Chalamoy. But many people, you know, they don't go to work, they lose clients, and so on and so forth. So I don't know if the Hilchos Chalamoy now, but basically, we assume that there actually is an Issa malacha on Chalamoy, except there are many exceptions. There are so many exceptions. Okay, which is why, unfortunately, again, here in America, Chalamoid has lost some of its luster, so to speak. In Eretz Yisrael, Chalamoid, you know, you see people that wear big day yontif, and you know, here, people think Chalamoid is just a free day, you know, just have to, yeah, you have to make a sukkah, you have to be part of the place, you can't come in, but really, Chalamoid people, something they encourage to dress and, you know, and Shabbos have to take their clothing, and should really only do malacha for certain needs, if it's something needs for yontif. Or if it's something that enhances your pleasure of yantar, you want to go somewhere, you can't walk, you can't drive, that's okay, that's part of the pleasure of yantar, of the experience. Or some people have to go to work, they close their shop for the whole time, they're going to lose tons of money. Okay, so anyway, without going into detail. But the second thing is more important for us now. Notice that neither this tells us in office, nor in theory, sorry, wrong. Nor the Tosafot Menachos on a very long book when Torah Pesach said anything about matzah. They said, what is the aspect of Pesach that's applicable all week? Not even chametz. Yisrael is chametz. Because there is no, that's the difference. There is no matzah the rest of the week. Zero. You want to even go ahead, but there's no chiyuv. So that, again, you see from these Tosafot, the parashas, the Balamor, and the Ibi gave above on the question of why there's no bracha of Alakos matzah all week. And yes, a bracha of Ablation of Sukkot, you see a fundamental difference. Right? Because there is nothing, there is no din of matzah at all the rest of the week of Pesach, we assume. Okay, there may be a kiyam, like I told you, with no chiyam. Okay? Now look in the Rambam of Sukkot, I'll come to the Rambam of Sukkot, Vav, Yerbei, as you mentioned before. Okay? Right? You refer to this, right? The Sukkot, Vav, Yerbei, Parak, Vav, Alak, Yerbei, 25. Calls man she connects leishu v'sukkah kol shir mevarach kodem she yeshu hashem kirsam so zana leishu v'sukkah. Just that line alone. What's the Rambam tell you? Rambam seems to say any time you enter the sukkah the whole week you have to say leishu v'sukkah. Right? That's the only the first night. Then he goes on to say we discussed the rishon you have to the kiddush din whatever. But just looking at that first line, look in the Hagos my money. It was commentary on the Rambam Os Kuf 26. Vafilu basora zimni biyoma. Even if you come to the sukkah 10 times during the day. Okay? As long as you've been out for an extended period of time, you had a hesed hadas, right? But if you come in, you have to make 10 times of bracha, right? V'chein tzevi rein, v'raim v'tzum d'abon d'bei rabash, v'kalem v'tzum v'sham, v'barki, like if a person puts on and off his tzum. We don't do that today. If a person takes his tzum on and off, then we go to the old city, there's like a yeshiva, they call it Zubarin yeshiva, they wear tzum all day. You know, tzum all day, you know? There's a yeshiva in the old city of Yerushalayim, they wear tefillin all day. They're kids, they're the older parents obviously, but they wear tefillin all day. Okay? They have school, I think, 360, I mean, every day, except Yom Kippur. Right? And then they learn every day of Yom Kippur. They're called Zubim. So they walk around the old city, you'll see the kids with the tefillin, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they have the tefillin on. Okay? But sometimes you can go eat, you go to the bathroom, okay, so, but whatever it is, so. You make a new bracha, but if we don't do that, we only put on tefillin by davening and end the discussion. But in any event, the Hagos Magen says what the Rambam means is there's no limit. Every time you go into the sukkah for a different reason, again, it just went out to take kids and come right back, you know, make a new bracha, right? Went somewhere and had a hesed or that. So, the chayim of Tzosper, the loka b'matam, sh'amar sh'bracha b'suda poteris kol peel b'limud b'shena sh'misuda b'suda. Not like a minute of time will hold that the bracha on the meal, that takes care of any time spent, any sleeping, any napping, any learning in the sukkah. V'chein pozor v'simchazal, v'chol chad v'chad mahan, v'chad v'linik v'sukkah, v'varach alav ha-bracha leishu v'sukkah. V'afilu nichnas lishen v'loi, even when to go to sleep. You make a bracha of what? Leisha v'sukkah. Now, I'm not saying we pass it that way. Okay, Lemaisa, we do pass it. We only make a bracha of Leisha v'sukkah. Well, I shouldn't say it. There's a discussion about it. We're going to come back to a different time. But my point is, again, you see from this Hagaros Maimonides, that there are many other things besides eating in the sukkah would apply all week long. And again, the simple reading of that Rambam is every time, not just the first night, every time make a bracha of Leisha v'sukkah. On the other hand, so all of this, I'm going to show you till now, demonstrates a lot that the mitzvah of sukkah is a mitzvah all week long, and it's not limited to eating. Yeah, there's a special thing to eat in the first time we talked about, but I don't overstate that case. There's a mitzvah of all week long. On the other hand, let's turn now in your Gemara to the Chafim case. Okay, at the beginning of this parak. Topic there, it's not important for our purpose at the moment, so the topic is Hayoshin Takas Amita Besukkah. Right, that's the opening. Mishnah, the guy was sleeping under the bed, in the sukkah, sleeps under the bed. Okay? So, I don't know why he did that, but that's what he did. Sometimes little kids do that. Kids sometimes, they will. They like to sleep under the bed. Okay. But anyway, well, let's look, all I'm interested in Rashi. Okay? The very first Rashi of this parak, Kafan base, in sukkah. Hayoshin lo yotza fine. Why da oa mafsi beno sukkah? Because he's not being protected by the shade of the sukkah. The bed is its own oa. Again, not my problem right now. But here is our issue. Look at the words of Rashi here. The ikar yeshivas hasukkah achila shtiya v'shena. Here, Rashi says, the beginning of Parak Beis, the sukkah, Chachma Beis, the very first Rashi, tells you that the ikar in the sukkah is achila, eating, shtiya, drinking, shena, sleeping. Other things, apparently learning, other things, apparently not as important. That key word here is ikar. Okay, and here he does mention sleeping, by the way, which goes back to the Balamor and the Miris. So good, so sleeping is part of the ikar. But he doesn't say about spending time, schmoozing, learning, doesn't say that. That's the Rashi we hear. Okay, now turn to Daf Mem Hei on base. Mem Hei on base. Also here in Sukkah. Tosus, real master, Efad Zer, the Efad Zer Shiva. Okay. Tosus says, let's see, it's the bottom Tosus on Mem Hei on base. Follow the sign. Ein Sukkah below Shavan Lebrocha. The lulav ain't the bar el pam achas bayom, right? Lulav, you only make the bracha once a day. Even if you pick up your lulav later, even if you go somewhere and you carry your lulav, you don't make it a bracha. But then we do that, right? We pick it up for the halal, we pick it up later for Hoshanas, right? You don't make a new bracha. By the listen, sorry, they have Hoshanas right after halal. Maybe for the reasons that maybe one reason. So the bracha is halal and everything. But that's not about most of us Hashkanas. We say Hoshanas at the end of Musaf. Right, but say the bracha and the lulav on halal before halal. So anyway, so el parachva al sukkah kol emas the nichnas al kadesh yochav yishter yashen. Notice Tosa says, anytime you go into to do what, eat, drink, and sleep. He didn't say about learning. Then afilu esther from the yom bevarach. Okay. So that's what all we need to see. Okay. From that Tosa again. So Tosa also seems to say that the ikar, at least in terms of the bracha, is what? Eating, sleeping, and drinking. Right? Eating, sleeping, and drinking. Yeah. Let's look now, 2 pages later, Mem Chesam Aleph. Mem Chesam Aleph. The reason what we're getting from all of these sources on both sides is that there seems to be a hierarchy here. You got to do a lot of things in the sukkah, but some are called what? The ikar, the way Rashi put it at the beginning of Chafron Beis, beginning of Parak Beis on Chafron Beis. Tosus here doesn't use the word, and then Bavon Beis doesn't use the word, Tosus doesn't use the word ikar, he just says, you go in to eat, drink, and sleep. You also, you see, he gives that extra status. Okay? Now let's look at the Mishnah, the Amem Ches and Aleph. Okay? In the middle of the page, the second mission of the page. Sukkah Shiva Ketzav. See that? Mem Ches and Aleph, the middle of the page. There's 3 Mishnahs in the page, the middle Mishnah. Sukkah Shiva Ketzav. Gomar Milechol. Okay, Gomar Milechol. Let's look in Rashi right before our lines get wide in Rashi. Gomar Milechol B'Shri. You finished lunch on day 7. Hashanah Rabbah. And again, we're in Eretz Yisrael now, so there's no sukkah to ancestors. Okay, I finished eating. Says the Mishnah, lo yatir es sukkaso. You should not take the sukkah down. Okay, you should not take the sukkah down or undo it. Lo yatir al Rashi. Lo yatir agam shel asosu. The hakol ayom chovasa lishen ulashanein and be lesudasa chalevigalva. Because even though you finished lunch, don't now. Remember, it's Hoshana Rabbah. So it's halamot. It's not yatir. So I would think, you know what? I got some free time this afternoon. So Hoshana Rabbah, I didn't go to work. I finished lunch. The day after Sukkot this year, you know, it's a Sunday, right? The Yom Tov ends Thursday, Friday, so Shabbat, Sunday. But sometimes the day after, let's say Sukkot ends, Shemitah, Monday and Tuesday. I got to go back to work on Wednesday. So let me take the Sukkot down now. I've got Shana Rabbah is Sunday afternoon. I got free time now. I'll take the Sukkot down now. Save time later on. Says the Mishnah, don't do it. Why? Because number one, this is the second part of Rashi, because maybe you'll want to eat something later. It could be that later in the afternoon, you decide, you know what, I want to eat something, I'm hungry, so that I don't have a sukkah, right? But before that, what does Rashi say here? Even though you're done eating, look at the words of Rashi, d'hakol ayom chobas elishon ulishanei. What does shanei mean? To learn. V'shinantum uvenecha, right? To learn. So here, Rashi seems to be saying what? Okay? Now, Abu Mori, who is a Kalim, you can bring some of the dishes inside, that you can do, okay? There's hamatzos, the fancy, tablecloths, whatever else, not mitzuka, okay? Because why? They covered yontif, because let's remember, it's going to be yontif at night, you might have so you need that stuff indoors. So that you can do, you can bring in some of the stuff. But that, I don't care about that, but don't take down the sukkah. What do we see for this, Rashi? What does it lump into the mix?
Shalom.
Learning. So, it's a little. Is there a machlokas here? So I don't think there's a machlokas. I think we have to say it as follows. There are certain. But it all goes back, my understanding, to Masukas Teshu Shiva Selma. It goes back to Masukas Teshu Shiva Selma, which is Teshu Kengadur, which means anything you normally do at home, you do in the Sukkah. But there are different types of activities. You think about it for a moment. What are the primary activities one associates with going home? What do you associate, especially guys in the dormitory or the park, what do you associate with going home? Primarily, you're going home, you're eating, and you're sleeping, right? Yes, you're relaxing too, but the ikker is eating and sleeping, right? That's what we associate with being home. Okay, that you don't do somewhere else. Other activities, learning, I learn in this language. I spend time, I'm schmoozing, I see my friend in the coffee shop, or whatever, right? Or on the street, we sit on a park bench, we go for a walk in the park, right? Certain activities are considered, what I'm trying to understand it, ikar activities of Basukas Teshu Kengadur. Other activities are supplementary activities, right? Adjunct activities. They don't define your actions, but it's part of life. So sukkah, everything has to be done in the sukkah. But we can distinguish between what's the ikar and what's the adjunct by saying the following. Let's say I would go ahead and I would learn in the sukkah. I smooth with my friend in the sukkah on sukkah's afternoon, but I didn't eat in the sukkah. I didn't sleep in the sukkah. Would you say the guy's yotze in the sukkah? No, because the ikar thing you didn't do in the sukkah. But the other way around, if I ate and slept in the sukkah, but I sat in the living room and talked to my family, came on my chalamayim, you're not going to say, oh, the guy wasn't, you know, wasn't the kindness of sukkah. That's, I think, to relieve the tension. And you got before, right? I don't think there's a machlokes. I think that there are certain activities, really everything should be in the sukkah. But certain activities, if you don't do them in the sukkah, then you'll mevatel the mitzvah sukkah. I don't think anyone would say that if I sat in the living room, my friend who came over in the afternoon of Chalamayim, and I didn't sit in the sukkah, that I was mevatel the mitzvah sukkah. When I ate there, I slept there. But if you didn't eat or sleep in the sukkah, again, we're assuming now that there's no Torah of sleeping. Again, I don't want to overemphasize sleeping, because in our climate, many people find it uncomfortable to sleep in the sukkah, it's too cold. But let's say in a place where it's not, it's comfortable, it's Eretz Yisrael, whatever, it's beautiful, sleep in the sukkah. Even here, it's sometimes very nice. I sleep in the sukkah every night of sukkahs. So unless it's raining, right? It can be done. But be that as it may, what I'm getting at is, that's what I think the resolve of this tension. In other words, there is a chiyuv of asukas taking shiva sama. It applies all week long. It applies to everything: eating, drinking, spending time, sleeping, learning, reading the paper, whatever. Okay, looking on your, checking your messages on your phone, on halamada, whatever. That's all should be done in the sukkah. But certain things are mevakel the mitzvah of sukkah, and certain things aren't. That's, I think, how we can line up the sheikhs. Let's do the Rambam. Hilchas Nedar, or Gimel, halacha vav. Okay? When a person takes a neder, okay? To not to do a mitzvah. That's the issue. So the Har Gimel halacha vav, the Rambam writes with the Nedar. Okay, he took such a nether that he's not going to sit in the sukkah on sukkahs. You offer Yoshav, then you log it, because you violate the nether. The nether is chal. Okay, here he just mentioned the shiva of the sukkah, and because any act that's done in the sukkah is a fulfillment of it. It doesn't say eating in the sukkah, it's a yeshiva of the sukkah. Yeshiva of the sukkah includes everything. So that may be what the Rambam is driving at. That's the fundamental mitzvah. And if I think we look in Parag Vav, Halacha Hey and Halacha Vav, look what the Rambam writes first. Keitzad hi hamitzvah, he mitzvahs a yeshiva of the sukkah. But he just said in Hilchos Nedarim that a guy took a neder not to sit in the sukkah. What does that mean? So in Hilchos Sukkah he tells us, Parag Vav Halacha Hey. Hated he mitzvah shiva sukkah, shaya ochel v'shoseh v'dar v'sukkah kol shiva hayamim bein b'yom bein b'layla kederek shudar beis v'shaya mos hashana v'chol shiva sel osa elus beis arayi. That's his temporary, his home, his house. V'sukkah so kevah shenema v'sukkah teishu and so on. Ketzad kelim hanoyim u'matzah os hanos v'sukkah, you bring in nice utensils and nice mats and whatever else to the sukkah. V'chol shiva, everything you do in the sukkah. Okay? In other words, what is the Rambam telling us? The mitzvah yeshiva sukkah includes what? Everything. Eating, drinking, spending time, bringing your stuff. That's the mitzvah. Now, when in halacha vav, look what he said. Ochem shosim, just mentioned three things. Ochem shosim yishen and sukkah kol shiva bein yom b'laila. V'osur lechol asuda chutz the sukkah kol shiva and we can achal achilas arai, can bake some brachas, more or less an egg. The ain yishen or sukkah filushin sarai and so on and so forth. Okay, notice the contrast. See how I am. Well, look at it carefully. First, the Rambam tells you what the fundamental mitzvah is. The basic mitzvah of the sukkah is to do what in the sukkah? Everything. That's the fundamental mitzvah. In terms of defining what you can't do outside, you must absolutely do the sukkah. That he mentions eating and sleeping. He doesn't say, and if the guy learns outside the sukkah, he doesn't say that. Okay? He says, Osur lechol suda chutz sukkah. And Osur ein yeshena chutz sukkah. You can't sleep. Now, of course, you can eat certain things. But look what he said in the end. Umishiyachmar atzal yisho chutz avila mayim areizim eshubah. If you're samakbid, and even a glass of water, you're only outside the sukkah, areizim eshubah. Good. It's a good chumah. But you see, I think what emerges in the Rambam, putting together all these we've shown him, is that there really there's a hierarchy. There is a chiyuv, and that's why sukkah, go back to the Balamor, it's not the same as matzah pesach. Matzah pesach beyond the first night, there is nothing, and according to some akiyuv. But no chiyuv whatsoever. Sukkah, there is a chiyuv the whole week. There's a chiyuv to eat, there's a chiyuv to learn, there's a chiyuv to spend time, there's a chiyuv to shmooze. There are lots of chiyuv in the sukkah the whole week long. So don't think that that's optional. And Chassam Sofer says it also, his Hagos or Achayim, Tafri Shalom, the Tess, the Tess, the Yen, the wrong. He says, he deals with the same question of the Balamor, right? Why did you make a brocha on Alakas Matzah all week while we do make a brocha on Leish Pesukah all week? So he said, the Matzah Gufo, because Matzah, there would be an obligation called Shiva, okay, fine. But it was Sukkah, the Lord Sipa Lashir Yisrael, Im came Mechuya Bechol Yom Lei Sheva Lodi Pesukah. Barak Lechol Leinu Mechuya Bela Laila Rishona. Some Sukkah said it before. Again, look on the third line. Look at the key. That's the key. In Cain, mechuya b'chol yom leishay b'lodu b'sukkah. You have to sit and live in the sukkah every day. Rak lechol ein mechuya b'elol rishon. Dafin and tesvav tesvav ha-matzis and so on. Okay? Abu yeshiva v'dir b'sukkah chiyo v'yikah chol shiva. This is chiyo v'olik mo. Right? No question. V'chein mechuya b'shash l'shabbat and so on. Okay, that's right. Okay? That klal. The basukas teshu shivas yomim mashma chiyav lador shivas yomim kamoba beso. Okay? Except if a person never has a house, that's the end of something else, a person who's out in the field. I don't care about that right number right at the moment. But the point of some sukkah says in him a furish. There's a chiyav all week long, do everything in the sukkah. To live in the sukkah like you live in your house. Just the first night, what's different about the first night? There's no chiyav achila past the first night. But everything else you should do in the sukkah. As far as when you make the bracha, so we saw that. Make bracha, because that goes, my Messiah seems to say, you say, according to Rami, you say bracha every time you walk in, 10 times a day. Not just for eating. For any other activities also. And we may not pass it that way, but conceptually, okay, believe me. That's what I want to bring out. So it gives us, you know, I think it's important. When we talk all about the first night, we don't want to overstate the case and say, well, the first night's different. First night's different. Some sermons are foolish. The first night is different with regards to achila. There's a special chiyuv achila first night. I don't think the rest of it. But even a guy who doesn't eat, eats candy bars all week long, never has to go into the sukkah. He has to go into the sukkah and do other things in the sukkah. Right? I mean, it's still a chiyuv, as he said. Yeshiva, the deer of the sukkah, chiyuv ikah, kol shiva. Chassam sukkah says, mefurish. Right? And that I printed, you know, there's a sefer called Matei Ephraim. The Matei Ephraim, a friend of all my brothers, wrote a sefer on Hilchos, Roshanim Kippur and Sukkos. Okay? In the order of the Shofar. It's really a very important. The Mishnah Berurah in these Yom Tov quotes very often, quotes Matei Ephraim. Mentes Aleph, Matei Ephraim. He's considered by some to be kind of like the last word on the Minhagim and Dinim related to Hashem Kippur and Sukkot. So a lot of times the Mishnah Berurah in these halachos quotes Matei Ephraim. So Matei Ephraim has an interesting question. It's in Tov Reish Chafei, Siv Chaf Beis. Okay? It sounds strange to us, but maybe not so strange. Okay, it used to come up, it doesn't come up today. But me should be up to the fun shame of commas, Bachas Yeshim Sukkah, the ancient Lula, Bachas Yeshim Lula, the ancient Sukkah. Okay, here's a guy, there's a choice here to go to two towns before Sukkah. Now, we can't even imagine not having Lula and Sukkah, but you know, in Europe, it was not uncommon that the town had one Sukkah. It was very hard to get Sukkah. It's one of our citrus fruit growing in a warm climate. In Europe, someplace by Sukkah is very cold. Okay, you couldn't get that. A ship them in and the government gave you trouble in the story. You know, I like to say that I think the average 10-year-old today probably has seen hold a nicer Essek than a Vilna Gaon had. You know, because it just couldn't get them. Very, very difficult. Some community didn't have them. They just couldn't get them. Right? And it's hard to imagine why someone should never sukkah, but let's say the government made a rule not allowed to build. I remember a few years ago this happened at Teaneck. A guy put a sukkah in his front of his house in a driveway. So one of the neighbors in the FSM called up and he said he had reported to the town. They didn't have a permit to build the extension of his house, so to speak, you know. And according to the letter of the law, the guy was right. So the judge had no choice. The judge said he's correct, it was a violation without a permit. You have 30 days to take it down. So, okay. Anyway, so, well, the mice, sometimes you get all they couldn't build a sukkah, whatever it may be. So this person, in the Matei Ephraim's case, okay, Matei Ephraim, one of the words she go to play, you're going to be able to make one of mitzvah. Mitzvah sukkah or mitzvah aramina, which wins? Okay, what should you do? So he says, well, it depends. He said at the beginning, he says, if there's a hope that they'll get the loan later on, okay, then you should go there. But at the end, he writes, on the next page, the end of Matei Ephraim concludes, Your choice. Okay? Now, I'll give you some background to this. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which also is hard for us to imagine because we have printed Siddur. But we know that one day, they know they did not print in Siddur. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah actually has a case of a town, a guy who lives in two towns, and one town has a shofar. The other town doesn't have a shofar. The two towns are too far apart to join together for Shabbat together. But the town that doesn't have a shofar has a chazan who knows the malchus, the chomus, and shofars. He knows the whole, or as they were printed, they have a matzah there. The days before printing, they have a matzah there. I live in the middle. So where do I go? Do I go with a shofar? Or go, I'm not going to hear malchus, the chomus, and shofars. I'm not going to go down the Rosh Hashanah. And in that town, I'll be able to be yotze the davening, I can't hear shofar. So what wins? So the Gemara says shofar wins. Why? Because shofar is a raisa. Okay? And the other, Machzor and shofar is, we'll talk about that another time, Drabana. Okay, so the raisa beats out the Drabana. So there you have an answer. Here they're both the raisa. So that's why the Matei Ephraim concludes, okay, whichever you go to, wherever you want. So on the bottom, We have time to read through, it's entertaining. Okay? Seha Mate was written by the same author, Mate, from the Halacha. Like the Nishabur, that is the Bir Halacha, right? He tells you Halacha. So the Seha Mate, starting in those Chav Zion. Elif Lamata he wrote. Okay? Elif Lamata he wrote. Oh, Slamad Gimel, the first of those papers. In the Sukkot Lamad Gimel, Elif Lamata says, he brings up that Gemara with Shofar and somebody can't give that answer here because Sukkah on the first night is their ice and Lulav is also, so which wins out and so on. So that's why he says that he, you know, so then he discusses, well, maybe you should do the mitzvah of Lulav, I'm sorry, the mitzvah of Sukkah, because what's going to come first? Sukkah, right? Sukkah sets in already at night. Lulav doesn't set in until the day. So he discusses that. Okay? Again, I don't want to overstress this. If you have time to read it, then, you know, take some time to read it. It's interesting. Okay? But on the other hand, and the Elif Lamata was written by the same person as the Matur. Seha Mate is another commentary. It's a, so together, they analyze the whole Sukkah. What comes out is, I could argue, no, go with Lulav. You know why? Because Lulav, that's what the Elif Lamata says. Lulav, if I go to the place with the Lulav, so I'll be able to do the mitzvah of Lulav not on the first day, but what? Every day. Right? At Sukkah, there's only an absolute chiyuv when? First night. So I get more mitzvahs, but on the one hand, I would say go to where the Sukkah is, because the mitzvah of Sukkah sets in first. Right? The mitzvah of Sukkah applies already Leil Sukkah, the mitzvah of Lulav Esrei, Arminim doesn't come in until the morning. On the other hand, but I got to be in one place all Yom Kippur. So my neck, even though Sukkah the rest of the week is Rabbanim, I'm sorry, Lulav the rest of the week is Rabbanim, but at least it's Rabbanim. Sukkah the rest of the week, says the Mate Ephraim, is what? Is zero. It's Rishos. It's Rishos according to our Gemara. Right? So at least I'll get the mitzvah Lulav the rice of the first day, and the whole rest of the week I'll be kind of mitzvah Lulav Rabbanim. Whereas if I go where the Sukkah is, I'll get the mitzvah the first night, the Raisa, the rest of the week is Rishos. And even if I were home and I had a Sukkah, I don't have to go into it. Right, so that's the question. Seha Mate says, no, basically just said that's not true. That isn't true. The rest of the week is not Rishos. The rest of the week I can be Mekai with other things. It's the Raisa. So Adarab, I go with the Sukkah because the rest of the week I'm still getting the Raisas. Okay, maybe I don't have to eat, but I sleep there, I'll learn there, whatever. The Kiyam Darai, more than a Kiyam, the Kiyam Daraisa. It's not the Iker Sukkah, it's not the Iker without which we would say you aren't going to the Mitzvah Sukkah. Right, it's not that hard, but I mean, you know, that's what, so it's just an interesting discussion. And the Seha Mate speaks respectfully on it, I don't want to disagree with him, but he does mention at the end, if you look on the page number 20, the very end, he does quote from the Tash Beis, who says that Sukkah Shabbos Haber Shus Gomba. Okay? But that's not the, you know, I put that in there, I have marks there, the two lines there, just for full disclosure. There is such a sheet there, but that doesn't really match what we said. That seems a minority view, okay? And the last thing he quotes is from the Tshuva's B'Saman Rosh, Amyuchas LaRosh. See that? Tshuva Isik, very last page. There's a work called the B'Saman Rosh. B'Saman Rosh was passed off as the Tshuva's of the Rosh. Later on they found out it was a forgery. It wasn't from the Rosh. It was by Big Tom Huffman. And I don't know why he just didn't write a statement himself. So he wrote something as it was Tshuva's, and he had his commentary on the Tshuva's HaRosh. It turned out the Rosh never wrote those Tshuva's. That's why in the writings of some sofa sometimes refers to that word as the Kizvei Harosh, Kazav, lie. I call them Kosei, Kizvei Harosh, Kizvei Harosh, the lies are not really wrong. But he quotes it, this sefer the other way, he says, even though we don't rely on that sefer, nevertheless we accept it here. Anyway, bottom line is that it's not an interesting question. We have some free time, I'll read over this Mate Ephraim, the Seha Mate HaLamata, but the reason I bring it here is because it fits in very nicely what we talked about. Because according to what the Mate Ephraim says, on one hand, I would say that Lulav is more important because Sukkah, I'm going to get the Kiyam, the Chiyam, you know, the increments the first night, the rest of the week is Rishus. Whereas by Lulav, Arminim, I get a device of the first day, at least I get a Dabbat the rest of the week. Mashenu came, on the other hand, the Tzeh Mate answer, that's not true. According to what we said, right, the rest of the week there is a device, maybe on other things besides Yim. Anyway, Adkan, in terms of that, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the Shir Shabbat.
Right, yeah. Huh? So what I was asking before.